have entitled the message, I Am With You, and we see it in Psalm 73, verses 22 to 26. Asaph is the psalmist here. He is identified as one of the musicians. And he confesses, how so foolish was I and ignorant, the Hebrew, and I knew not. I was foolish and didn't know. I was as a beast before thee, as a beast with thee. See? Nevertheless, I am continually with thee, and why am I continually with you? Thou holdest me by my right hand. Just what we were singing. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Up in the glory land. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. My flesh and my heart faileth. But God is the strength. Here's the word rock. He is the rock of my heart and my portion forever. Spurgeon, I thought, beautifully captures the wonder of the passage. With love dost thou embrace me, with honor ennoble me, with power uphold me. He had almost fallen, and yet was always upheld. Lovely thought. Asaph, the psalmist, speaks as a man who is awakened from spiritual dullness. He confesses his foolishness, but he does not stay there. He rises into renewed confidence, but not in himself, as the world would urge you, keep going, but in the Lord who never let go of his hand. His pledge is simple and profound. I am continually with you because you stay continually with me. This is the turning point for every believer who drifts, who doubts, who grows weary. God's presence is not merely a comfort, it is a call to return, a call to trust again, a call to walk forward with renewed dependence. Are we getting any of this?
No, your next line is, this is a pledge of a repentant believer.
This what?
This is the pledge of a repentant believer.
Oh.
It's the next thing you know.
Go ahead. What's the next thing? Pledge of repentant believer when you found it. Oh. All right. I didn't update this one. So we'll skip forward. Something in here will be the same. I updated from an old one. God's presence is not passive. It is pursuing. Zephaniah 3:17. Do we have a Zephaniah? Zephaniah 3:17, the Lord thy God is in the midst of thee, in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save, he will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest, it is be silent, in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. What an amazing concept. God in love. You sing over a child, you sing over your baby. He sings over us with joy. So this is not a distant God. It's a God who stays, who sings, who rejoices over his own. His presence is not fragile. It is not conditional. It is not easily shaken by our weakness. But his presence does call for a response. Hebrews 13:5. We'll find that one. Let your conversation, your manner of life, be without covetousness, longing for all the stuff of the world. And be content with such things as you have, what God has given, what God has placed within your hands. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Think of those words. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. What a pledge, what a promise. The command is clear. Be content, turn from covetousness, walk in trust. God's faithfulness is the foundation. Our trust is the fitting response. We see a promise handed down through generations. Adam Clark, We'll find Adam Clark's quote here, perhaps. Yeah. These words were, in sum, spoken to Joshua, Joshua 1:5. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Joshua says, what do you mean, me? Take the army and conquer the promised land. You know, I'm the guy that was fetching bottled water for Moses. You know, that's who I was, you know, waiting for him on the side of the mountain until he got done with you up on the top of the mountain. That's who I am. I was a slave, and then I became a servant. And he says, do you remember how I was with Moses? I will be with you in that same way. Moses standing before the Red Sea, lifting Aaron's rod, and the sea parting, the power not of Moses, not of the rod, but of God. David pledged God's presence to Solomon, 1 Chronicles 28:20. David said to Solomon his son, be strong and of good courage, and do it, telling him about building the temple. Fear not, nor be dismayed, for the Lord God, Jehovah Elohim, even my God, will be with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee until thou hast finished all the work for the service of the house of the Lord. This is going to be God's work. These words are like a safety net protecting you from falling into despair. I want you to think about it. These promises, ancient promises, are not museum pieces. They're meant to be used. John Trapp, old commentator, says, only we must put this and other promises in suit, meaning we have to pursue them, by praying them over. God loves to be bound by his own words, to be sued by his own bond. You said this, I'm holding on to that. In other words, don't just admire the promises. Pursue them, plead them, pray them, and trust them. Then I say the safety net beneath every believer. Think of that. Life in a fallen world comes with ups and downs. Your emotions will rise and fall. Your strength will ebb and flow. Your heart will sometimes fail you. Asaph's did. But God's promised presence limits how far down you can go. Matthew Henry. We'll find Matthew Henry. This promise contains the sum and substance of all the promises. I will never, no, never leave thee, nor ever forsake thee. Here are no fewer than five negatives heaped together to confirm the promise. The true believer shall have the gracious presence of God with him in life, at death, and forever. Sum and substance of all the promises right there. You may feel as though you are in free fall when people fail you, when plans collapse, and when your own heart betrays you. But you are not falling into darkness. You're falling into the hands of a God who refuses to let you go. Let me tell you then, grow in trust because God holds you fast, holds you tight. Asaph learns and teaches us that trust in God is not a static virtue. It must be renewed, strengthened, and pursued. So let me just say to you today, choose to trust again. Pray God's promises back to him. Refuse the lie that you are alone. Lean into the God who holds your right hand. Let his presence quiet your fears and steady your steps. The fact is, your flesh may fail, your heart may falter, but God, your rock, your portion, your strength, remains. And because he remains, you can rise. Get up and go again.